Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for May 13, 2026. Let's start with the market. Tesla shares surged over 11% today, climbing to $433.45. That's a massive single-day jump of $44, driven by news that Elon Musk is joining President Trump on a state visit to China. Investors see Musk's direct diplomacy as a potential breakthrough for Tesla's business in the world's largest EV market. On the policy front, Tesla has begun moving some basic autopilot features behind its full self-driving paywall. Starting this week, certain autopilot functionality that was previously included standard is now exclusive to FSD subscribers. Tesla says the change better reflects the advanced neural networks powering these features. Safety advocates are watching closely. In Europe, Tesla announced a $250 million additional investment in Giga Berlin's battery cell production. The expansion will push the factory's annual battery capacity to 18 gigawatt hours. The move underscores Tesla's commitment to European supply chain localization, amid ongoing regulatory scrutiny. Tesla also launched a pilot virtual queue system at supercharger stations following incidents of chaos and physical altercations at popular charging locations. The new system lets drivers hold a place in line remotely via the Tesla app, aiming to reduce crowding and frustration. On the leadership front, former longtime Tesla CFO Deepak Ahuja has joined Redwood Materials, the battery recycling startup founded by co-founder J.B. Straubel. Redwood is emerging as a key player in Tesla's closed-loop battery strategy. Looking at China, Tesla's retail sales in April fell 10% year-over-year, even as some reports cited a 36% surge. Industry analysts say the discrepancy reflects a pull-forward effect from tariff fears earlier in the year, not a genuine demand collapse. And in autonomous driving news, a new analysis argues that robotaxi's convenience features are masking a deeper safety bottleneck. Critics say the real constraint on wide robotaxi deployment is not technology, but regulatory comfort with edge cases. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news. Thanks for listening.